Welcome back to Dark Realm Podcast. I'm Turtle. This is Kyle. Here we talk about everything from conspiracies, murder, monsters, mayhem, what have you.
Yeah, people die and there's blood on everything.
Yeah, okay, that's one way of looking
there's
at it.
There's ghosts everywhere.
There probably are.
Hold your mouth open. There's ghosts inside
ghost,
you.
Ghost dick. Today we're going to talk about one thing in particular.
Skunk apes.
Nope.
Kind of.
Sort of. Bigfoot.
Small feet.
Nope. Bigfoot.
Littlefoot. That cartoon?
No.
About Bigfoots?
Was that a cartoon?
There's a cartoon called Littlefoot.
Was it good?
About Bigfoots.
Was it a good cartoon?
No, I don't know.
Then why are we talking about it?
Because it's about Bigfoots.
Oh, well, okay.
So,
Kyle,
how many names does the Bigfoots have?
Like 36.
Yes.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yes. I don't know. I only wrote down 4 of them.
Okay, well, what 4 do you have?
I have the Bigfoots,
yep.
The Sasquatch,
yep.
The Skunk Apes,
okay.
The Yeti,
yep.
And then there's a bunch of Native American words that I can't pronounce.
Yes, the Native Americans have a whole plethora.
There's like commas and ellipses, mm-hmm. And also apostrophes, mm-hmm. And that's just at the first letter, and I'm like, I don't know what those mean.
Well, it's Bigfoot have been spotted...
For thousands of years.
All of human history, there's stories of big feet, Sasquatch, whatever, what have you, abominable snowmen
all over the
place.
World.
Yep. Anywhere there's forested areas or...
But we're just talking about American ones because...
America. Until you started this, I didn't know skunk ape was a name for it.
Oh, yeah, that's in Florida. They're the stinky ones.
I
think they're a little shorter, too.
I heard Bigfoot smells from the...
They always smell bad, research. But the skunk ape ones are especially bad.
I heard that they normally smell like rancid goat. So, like, that's like...
I thought it was just rancid meat. I didn't know anything about goat specifically.
The
what is
ex-sheriff?
Everything rancid smells the same.
The ex-sheriff of the reservation where I was from the documentary I was watching...
I thought you were going to say...
Out in Nevada, said that they smell... The smell is rancid goat. That's what he likened it to.
I don't know what rancid goat smells like specifically.
I know what really bad goat smells like. I can only imagine
a worser
version of that.
Dead deer smell like.
Worser version.
Or dead bear smell like. Or dead frog smell like. But I don't know what a dead goat smells like. But all those things smell kind of the same. So.
And they kind of do smell to a certain point real bad.
So what is a Bigfoot? A Bigfoot is a creature from North American folklore. I don't know. That's just what I wrote in my
clearly
notes.
Clearly, we know
what
we're doing.
We already did that.
So let's just go over the basic description for those that might not have a good idea in their head.
It is a man who's about
it's
this
humanoid.
Tall.
Humanoid, not a man.
He is a fuzzy man.
He is not a fuzzy man.
Depending on what you look at, he's either a fuzzy man or an ape or a fuzzy man.
He
is our cousin from when we stopped banging monkeys.
No.
He's the middle one
nope.
Before he got to us.
Not correct.
That's some of the things.
I don't know about that.
He is the missing link.
All right. You say what you think Bigfoot is.
Bigfoot is the missing link. He is the monkey man that was before the man, but after the monkey.
Okay.
He's about 90 feet tall.
But the monkey is...
now I got you referring
if
to monkeys
gonna,
as the monkey.
If you're going to bring in like... evolutionary patterns, you got to understand that humanity didn't come from monkeys. Humanity and monkeys came from the same ancestor.
They came from apes.
No, apes are newer. We came from a similar
apenoids.
Ancestor. Yeah, like Homo sapiens.
Listen,
came from...
I watched that documentary on Discovery Channel where it was a monkey, and then it was a standing monkey, and then it was taller than a monkey, and then they had forks.
All right, well, that documentary was apparently full of shit.
That was on Discovery Channel. What are you talking about?
Well, that's not...
I may have breezed through some things.
Yeah, did you glance over some of that transitional
like
knowledge?
Why the monkeys stood up, because they were, like, doing the meerkat thing, looking for people that were going to eat them, like saber-toothed dinosaurs.
Better sight, line of sight for hunting also.
Yeah.
Anyway, so basic description... Bigfoot are usually tall, usually over 6 feet. Some go as high as 9 or 11 feet, things like that. Usually hairy, almost always some type of dark or white hair.
Well, it's
dark
like
or white, that's all of them.
Red,
but
red.
Red.
Anywhere between dark hair to light hair.
All right, no purple hair that I know of.
It's reddish or dark brown normally.
Traditional fur, like you'd expect on an animal.
With feet that are about 24 inches long.
Yeah, huge
and eight
feet.
Wide. Hence eight, the name. 8 feet wide, 8 inches wide.
Yeah, hence the name Bigfoot.
Big feets.
They're also incredibly elusive.
Nobody's seen them.
That's not true. Everyone's seen them, and no one has proof of it. It's the damnedest thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, sometimes there's proof of it, but then it turns out that proof
was fake.
Is dog hair.
No, not these upstanding citizens who have witnessed Bigfoot.
Or sometimes.
Wait. I'd like to start this by saying, I think Bigfoot probably exists.
We're being skeptical.
But the people that report on Bigfoot... And through my research, some of these stories related to these Bigfoot hunters make me doubt it in ways I... Like, when they bring me facts, I'm like, I could get behind this until you gave me those facts.
Like, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, you know, yeah, they're small populations. You're not going to see them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hundreds of creatures that get found every day that are brand new that nobody's ever seen before.
Yeah.
He walked through an interdimensional portal?
Yeah. Oh, there's vortexes where they cross through onto our plane. Like,
so there's many reasons for why people think that nobody knows where Bigfoot is. But mostly it's because it's a monkey and it's in the trees and you just don't see it.
And they naturally camouflaged. Their fur tends to match their surroundings. That's why some are white in the snowier areas. Yeah. Some are
They also have a tendency to live in like really vast areas that people can't really search.
Huge old woods.
Like the Pacific Northwest, we have not manned most of that area.
I was telling
my mom
that
the other day. It's almost as elusive as the ocean.
It's exactly what I told my mom was. You know, the amount of just forested land we have no clue about what's there is insane.
And just in general, the amount of people that just go missing in the Pacific Northwest woods.
Because it's so easy to get lost. Yeah. So could something be out there? Absolutely. 100%. I'm certain there's species we don't know of out there. Are they Bigfoot? Probably at least some. Are
some of them probably have just average size feet.
Some of them are just tiny, normal foot.
Yeah, man.
But normal are feet. They these stories these people are telling about Bigfoot? I've heard, like, when I was watching this, I've heard stories of Bigfoot crossing the road, then vanishing on the other side, how they can turn invisible, how they like to
glowing
hang out.
Glowing red eyes.
Glowing red eyes. How
That's
they like
a big
to
description, usually.
Hang
and
out in corners and then turn into fairy lights and flutter away.
I've never heard that one.
Oh, that goes into the alien Bigfoot connection.
All right. Well,
we'll
gonna
talk
do,
about that later.
Yeah. Well, let's stick with the normal stuff now. Yeah. Anyway, so... Bigfoot sightings go all the way back into like Native American history, and like we're specifically doing the American ones right now. Mm-hmm. But you know, you have like the Yeti in like the Serengeti, mm-hmm. and in like Saudi Arabia, the cold part of Russia,
Siberia.
That one,
yeah.
They have stuff over there too. So it's all over the world. It's not just here. But
the mountains
because
of
we're
Tibet
here,
have the. Mountains of Tibet.
Is that
also
Sasquatch
have a,
or Yeti?
I think that's a Yeti.
Okay.
But I'm maybe not. Maybe.
It's like the same. Snow there, ones.
It's just different names for basically the same idea of an animal.
Now, a lot of the time, everybody chalks it up to misidentification, and a lot of times it could be. And it's either like a bear with mange or a bear that's just upright. Because those are
or
big
people
AF.
Fucking around.
Yeah, well, there's also those. There's a lot of hoaxes where people
debunked
are
debunked about
costumes.
People like wearing costumes and stuff.
But like even in like New Jersey, we have that bear that's been like around
oh,
for years.
Oh,
because
he hurt his front paws.
He hurt his front paws.
He
always
walks
on his back
legs. Yeah,
and that's got to look weird as shit.
Yeah, can you imagine the middle of the night you see that crossing the road? You'd think it was a Bigfoot.
Yeah, man, you'd freak out.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, there's a black bear in New Jersey that hurt like its front paw, and so it walks on its back legs like everywhere. It just walks around.
It's the only way it walks.
Yeah, and like. People were like, what's going on? They're learning. But it's just a...
The evolution of bears has begun.
Yeah. Our time has come, humans.
Well, that's what would happen if there's a plethora of Bigfoots.
Yo, that's... Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, in America, though, we get them in the... Most of the stories come in the Pacific Northwest, out around the Great Lakes, mm-hmm. and then in the southern eastern states.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you didn't hear about the skunk ape, but that's
I had
like,
no idea about
that's
skunk
like
ape.
Florida. That's like a swampy monster.
Yeah.
And they're down there. I'm pretty sure those ones are a little shorter. They've got like black and white fur, and they smell extra
So they're
extra
like
bad.
They're like the Bigfoot cousins.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like the Bigfoot inbred cousins in Florida.
Well, everything's different in Florida, apparently.
It's where you go to retire. Maybe that's what happens. That's why it's got the grayish brown hair. It's because it went to Florida to retire
from being in the woods. Oh, they're old shorter because they have a hunch. They're
new,
older.
New theory.
They smell so bad because they're constantly shitting themselves.
So I wrote down a couple of like sighting things that I found in my lazy research, some of them mostly on Wikipedia. But in 2007, the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, that was the thing I was trying to tell you, because I didn't know how to pronounce it, but I forgot. Mm-hmm. But that's like a big, like Bigfoot, like MUFON type deal.
Okay.
Like it's like the same thing, but like for Bigfoots, yeah. It's run by Matt Moneymaker. Mm-hmm. I think he had like a bunch of shows on like the History Channel and Discovery mm-hmm. Channel and stuff, like hunting Bigfoot and stuff like yeah. that. Put some photos where they claim to show a juvenile Bigfoot. And the Pennsylvania Game Commission, however, said, I guess this took place in Pennsylvania, that the photos were of a bear with mange. And I saw the photo, and yeah, it looks like a
bear
skinny bear.
I think I remember reading about something like this a yeah. while ago.
But their anthropologist, Jeffrey Meldrum, and Ohio scientist Jason Jarvis, said that the limb proportions on the creature were not bear-like, and we're more like a chimpanzee. So that's weird. But also, I think a lot of the time with Bigfoot cases, people see what they want to see.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a bear that doesn't have a lot of fur and is suffering from disease and is a little skinnier, mm-hmm. its limbs might look a little longer.
He doesn't
than
have
they
the
are.
Same body mass that yeah. most bears have.
Those bears are all pudgy. Yeah. That's why their arms look short.
Yeah. Even though they're really not. They still have, like, a 6-foot reach on the brown bears.
I love looking at mangy bears. They look adorable. Or, like,
have
the
bald
ones.
Have you seen, like, they thought the, in New Mexico... Or was it New Mexico? It might have been Northmore. They found a bear that had mange, was really, really sick.
Yeah.
And people didn't know what it was at first because the skin had all kind of like shriveled and it left the claws looking especially elongated. It had no fur. Its teeth were these huge teeth that didn't have the normal jowls covering it. And people thought it was like a chupacabra dead.
And I thought like, that they were always blamed coyotes that had mange on that. That's a huge chupacabra.
That's why people were like, that's it. Those were just coyotes. This is the chupacabra. And someone was like, that's a bear. And they were like, no, chupacabra.
And they're like, DNA test it. No, it's a chupacabra.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
their
it because they never
just hides.
They never test them because it's never what it is. That's the thing that's funny about Bigfoots. Is where are the bodies?
Yeah.
I always heard that it's because they're smarter, mm-hmm. and so they do burials.
Like they bury their dead.
Or also just the Pacific Northwest and the places where they are so vast you just don't.
They,
you're not
they could be something like
it.
Elephants. I mean, we know elephants literally like go to graveyards to die or like...
Yeah.
That
so
kind
there
of thing.
Could, we just haven't found
they
their
They could
spot.
Have like caves that they crawl into to die with the rest of their family.
Yeah.
That doesn't... But you know, I get
and
why
just
people
think
are
about
suspicious.
The amount of caves that are like... In the woods that we've never been into.
The central of the country is just an entire network. I mean, we have some of them here, like Crystal Cave.
Yeah, but those are all little. There's like nothing in those.
No, they're huge. They're little when you go on the tour because they have so much of it blocked off.
Yeah.
They're huge cave systems. There's a bigger one out farther. That's like, we have these massive cave systems and completely unrelated.
Are you saying that that's where our Bigfoots live?
Maybe. Completely unrelated.
Bigfoot hunt.
The more large cave system map, if you look at the cave system map in the U.S. and you look at the where people have gone missing map in the U.S., they overlap a lot. And one of the conspiracies is that, like, there's vampires or something underground that take the people to the caves. And
well, we know it's the
maybe
Bigfoots.
It's Bigfoot. Yeah,
it's the Bigfoots. They're taking them because they need to make more Bigfoots because there's not enough Bigfoots.
What if Bigfoots are vampires?
No,
they're
breeding
you.
Them.
No, they bite you and then you turn into a Bigfoot.
That's so they're...
They're werefoots.
They're were-apes? They're were-apes?
That's what it is. Oh my God, we figured it out. That's why they're so hard to find.
But anyway, so there's so many hoaxes in Bigfoot situations that it makes it almost impossible to find like a legitimate like Bigfoot sighting. Mm-hmm. But I mean like... There's just so many of them at the same time.
But that's
it's just
there's,
so crazy.
There's that's where I'm at too. Is so many of them turn up as hoaxes.
But well, here in this one, in August of 2012, apparently a man in Montana was killed while perpetrating a Bigfoot hoax wearing a ghillie suit because he ran across the street and got hit by a car.
That's what'll happen when.
Also, at this point, you would think people would not go into the woods wearing a giant man ape suit.
Yeah.
Because people are going to shoot you. Yeah.
Or think you're a bear or something. But that's just the problem, is there's so many sightings. I mean, like, it's an insane amount of people that, like, see or have some sort of Bigfoot experience that, like, yeah, okay, sure, a big chunk of them are fakers or crazy.
Yeah.
But all of them?
It's the ones that aren't making a big deal about it, yeah, but, like, report it, that you're like, did you see something?
Yeah, they're just like, I don't want to talk about it.
I had to tell the police because I had to, but yeah, that's it. I'm done talking about it now.
And that's when you're like, what? Bigfoot vampires are here.
That killed the Bigfoot?
No.
And everybody was like, you sure you didn't shoot a person? And, like, I don't think, like, he didn't have the body. I forget where it was that I was watching it, but it was, like, an interview with this man. And he was talking about how he was in the woods and he shot a Bigfoot, and then he took some fur from it and, like buried the body or did something with it. He wasn't going to show anybody. It was gone.
That's suspicious.
And they're like, yo, what if you just shot a person, dude? Like, yeah, we need to see this. And he's like, nah. Yeah.
Full of it.
It was a Bigfoot.
I don't know. Yeah, he was like, I killed it and hid the body. Trust me, it's safe. Here's some fur, maybe.
Yeah, it's never Bigfoot fur. It's always dog or like bear or deer fur. Well, that's because the thing is, if you just find fur in the woods, and you're like, oh, Bigfoot. But, like, no, bears rub against everything.
Shed on everything.
And they do it really high up in trees, and they put claw marks really high up in trees. My favorite thing about Bigfoot stories is, like, the yell.
Yeah.
Which I will not imitate. Jared will get mad when he has to edit it later.
Yeah.
But the yell, it's so specific, but then everybody knows how to do it. It's like,
yeah, everyone.
Who taught you?
They, like, bang sticks on trees too for, like,
yeah.
Like, or we're attracting it. Clang, 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 and you're like, do you know how animals work? Is that, maybe you've never found one because you're yelling and slamming sticks through the woods as you go along.
They normally don't like that. That's how you make bears go away. What do you think it's going to do to something that's not a...
These things aren't that elusive. You people are just bad hunters.
they're actually just everywhere. But anybody walks into the woods smashing rocks.
Bigfoot. That's why all the sightings are people that are just minding their own business. Because Bigfoot's here, these wackadoos slamming on trees and go, not that way. Not today.
Nah, why is he yelling like that? We speak, yo.
We speak. Can you imagine Bigfoot going, oh, my word, there's another one of those rednecks. Quickly, my Jove.
Well, did you ever see, like, Hillbilly Monster Hunting Show?
Oh,
where they all, like, went into the woods with guns, and there's, like, an old dude with a big gray beard and stuff. Yo, they did stuff like that. They were basically, like, the Hillbilly Monster Hunter version of, like, Ghost Adventures. They walked into the woods yelling at the monsters.
Come out, Bigfoot!
You dumb bitch!
Imagine if you're a Bigfoot, and let's just say you're just vaguely intelligent. You're not like, you're ape intelligent. You're not like...
You're like small child intelligent.
Yeah. You see a group of like six dudes screaming. I don't care if you understand them or not. Screaming as they stomp through the woods. What are you not going to do?
Not go to them, especially because they're probably shooting the guns off.
Pow, pow. Randomly. We want to be your friend.
Come here, Bigfoot. That's actually like a whole debate on whether or not we kill the Bigfoots when we find them or try and catch them.
Well, from some of the stuff I saw when I was researching, some of these people think Bigfoot is like their personal Jesus and is willing to save them. And some of them are like, I just want it for science.
You're like, you don't know anything about science.
I bet you these people go into the woods, kill people, and like, that wasn't Bigfoot, bury the body, and then that's why all of these people go missing in woods, is because they were Bigfoot hunted.
They were like, oh man, that thing's got a lot of hair on it. Turns out that's just a man with long hair.
It was a hiker who was lost. Well, he came right at me with this knife. Drops a knife on his body.
That was a real nice beard he had.
Oops. That's so messed up. I should be laughing at this, but That's probably something that happens.
Well, we did so many, like, sad stories already.
Oh, my God.
We might
as well
have fun.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. Bigfoot hunters. And these people are not, they are not the cream of the crop as far as hunters and trackers.
Well, I'm sorry, but most cryptozoological / alien hunters have this weird tendency to be, like, complete whack jobs.
That's a fact. It makes it hard because when you're someone like me that generally thinks, like, yeah,
I want to believe.
Yeah, I want to believe. There's a lot out there that I don't know. There's a lot of like evidence that it seems suspicious that it's not. And then you have these people come on and say stuff about it. And you're like, you're the reason no one believes this. Like, are you a government plant? Are you here?
Like the dude with the hair. And you're like, no, aliens aren't real. You know what? I changed my mind.
That fucking show. Wait. Side rant. 5 seconds.
It ties
ancient aliens. It does. Ancient aliens has done more to harm alien belief than anything, because they make these leaps in logic that are insane. Like, they have like the one, it's this like gold designed bird, and it looks like a plane, but it's supposed to mimic a bird. Okay. And it shows it's vaguely aerodynamic in design, and they go, see, they knew what aerodynamics was. This means they had airplanes. No, it fucking doesn't. It means they saw a bird and understood that like paper airplanes and things could fly. It doesn't mean they built a 747 and were getting around Aztec in South America, you nut jobs.
The most offensive thing from those shows is the fact that they literally are like, people were too stupid to build a wall back then. It had to be aliens.
Yeah.
Who would think that if you stack rocks to get... People don't know to do that.
People can't use measurements. There's no way they were able to make rocks uniform. Come on. You've never tried doing that with a hammer in your backyard? I bet you can't. Like, no, that's not.
I could if I cared that much, yeah. But like, that's all they had to care about back then.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry. That was just my own little personal soapbox.
No, I brought it up. That was my fault. And it's still, it's just like the same stuff with this stuff. Like, you know, all these people that like go out and they fake things and they like videotape it and then they send it and you're like, no.
You just come on. You're hurting the cause.
I was so happy until this moment happened.
Uh-huh.
Like, there was a dude who found a Bigfoot corpse and he brought it in and it was in, like, a cooler or something. Or he put it in like a giant freezer and then it was like a dead person that he found somewhere. Yeah. And it's like, yo, you can't just find dead bodies.
Yeah.
Call it Bigfoot and then bring it around with you.
Yeah. He's like, he's suspiciously not hairy, but I think that's just because all the hair fell out when he died. Or it's a man, you mother. Wow.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that one and being like, yo, did he kill the guy? Like, yeah. I don't think they ever really determined that.
He found the body.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In January 2014, a man named Rick Dyer. I'm so bad at names. It's Dyer. There's no way it's Dreyer. There's no R there.
It's Dyer.
I'm an idiot. Yeah. Perpetrated. He was a perpetrator of a previous Bigfoot hoax. Said that he had killed a Bigfoot creature in September of 2012. I think this is different than the one that I was thinking of. This was in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
He said that he had scientific tests performed on the body, from DNA tests to 3D optical scans of the body. It is the real deal. It's Bigfoot. A Bigfoot's here, and I shot it. And now I'm proving to the world. That sounds like a terrible person.
It's here, and I shot it.
I killed the only one. Like, I don't know
if you've ever felt the pure ecstasy that goes through your body when you kill a one-of-a-kind animal.
He said that he had kept the body in a hidden location and intended to take it on tour across North America in 2014. He released photos of the body and a video showing a few individuals' reactions to seeing it, but never released any of the tests or scans.
Of course not, because it's not a Bigfoot body.
Probably because, they didn't say it was Bigfoot. He refused to disclose the test results to provide biological samples. He said the DNA results were done by an undisclosed lab and could not be matched to identify any known animal. This is one of those things that I always think is funny, and it happens in like a lot of things like involving cryptids or like aliens and stuff. It always goes to an unnamed scientist.
Yes. This unnamed scientist who did not want to be named.
This unnamed expert.
Did
it's
these
like
tests, and it is 100% what I'm saying it is. He just doesn't want this on the record. What? Why?
every time. Dyer said that he would reveal the body and tests on February 9th of 2014 at a news conference in Washington University, but he never made the test results available. Well, of course not. After the Phoenix tour, the Bigfoot body was taken to Houston on March 28th of 2004. Dyer admitted on his Facebook page that his Bigfoot corpse was another hoax.
Of course it was. Wait, let me put on my shocked face.
He paid another hoax. He paid Chris Russell of Twisted Toy Box to manufacture the prop, which he nicknamed Hank, from latex foam and camel hair. Dyer earned approximately $60,000 from the tour on the second fake Bigfoot corpse. He said that he did kill a Bigfoot, but he did not take the real body on tour for fear it would be stolen.
Oh, yeah, sure. This guy is one of those prime examples of why people don't believe in Bigfoot and things like that. Because he's in it clearly for the money.
So there's always this weird funny thing with the hoaxes where people will say they're doing it just to bring attention to the cause.
Yeah.
But they're not bringing the right kind of attention.
No. They're bringing the kind of attention that fills their pocket with cash.
Yeah. And it's
they're like, I could get scientists to test it. It's the opposite of helpful. Yeah, I could get scientists or museums to test it, and they'd probably pay me. But would they pay me as much as if I opened up a sideshow and had you come in and touch the Bigfoot fur? And that's $5 a touch. No.
I always think it's funny is everybody thinks these people do it for money, but like a lot of the times outside of like this situation, you don't make money. People are like, no, I actually don't get a job ever again.
For the people that have spotted Bigfoot. I'm talking like this guy, these people that are like,
these ones are
I've killed a Bigfoot and I've done these things and I have proof. These people are the ones like doing it for not
just for fame.
They're manipulating the people that really have seen or think they've seen something. And really believe this, and they're manipulating those people for their money.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
It's disgusting.
And then there's, like, the biggest hoax, / is it real? And that's the Patterson-Gimlin film. Do you know about
the one where he's walking through the woods?
The most famous video of all time.
Didn't they prove that was hoaxed? Or?
I don't know if they ever did, because nobody's ever admitted it.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so, at least. I didn't see it. I heard that they did, but again, it's one of those things that nobody can prove, and the theories are just crazy with that one.
Yeah.
All the way to like the prop designer for Planet of the Apes created the costume that was used in the video.
Oh, wow.
Because I think these guys have some connection to
that person,
to Hollywood.
Yeah
And so I always thought that was great, because I remember I've seen that video like a million times, like since being a kid. It's like in the beginning of X-Files, I think.
It's Unsolved Mysteries.
It's in our intro,
and it's it's in Unsolved Mysteries, it's in X-Files. I mean, when you like
that's the tape.
Growing up, that when was the clip they showed Bigfoot. Of Bigfoot.
All right, so this is the thing that I just found. And I don't know how much of it I'm going to read, but this is from 3 hours ago.
Okay.
Why does it keep saying that? Anyway, I found this yesterday when I was looking for stuff, and it was a hiker believes he may have found evidence of a Bigfoot.
Okay.
And this is super recent.
Okay.
This took place in Logan, Utah. I'm so bad at names. Watch me mess this dude's name up.
It's that sex Alexia.
Matthew Wentz. I got it. Mm-hmm. That's his name. Pretty sure. Is a believer. He did have some skepticism about what he came across last month in Bear River Range, a large footprint he thinks could have been made by a Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. Now, this is great because this relates back to mine and Jared's show about clickbaity headlines, because this headline makes it sound as though he found a Bigfoot. But then you read, and he just found a footprint of a Bigfoot, which is what everybody finds.
Everyone finds
which
footprints.
Is the easiest thing to fake. Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, theoretically,
were making wooden big feet and just walking around in the woods in them.
Theoretically, if Bigfoot were real, it'd be big and it'd be heavy. So it'd leave footprints in soft soil. So it makes sense that you'd find footprints. But you have every Tom, Dick, and Harry faking them and doing a cast of them of just a big molded foot.
Yeah.
And then saying it's a Bigfoot footprint.
One of the things that I was listening to a documentary yesterday, too, while I was doing this. And they were talking about how if Bigfoot was real, it'd be flat-footed because it's so big and heavy.
Yeah.
And a lot of these casts have arches in them. Uh-huh. And they're like, so that can't be real.
Yeah, it's not Bigfoot.
Like, scientifically, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And, I mean, apes, I think, in general, their feet are pretty flat-footed. Like,
yeah, they're
generally. They're like apes.
Yeah, I think so.
But as a large boy, I can say. Flat feet make sense for big, heavy things.
Yeah. Accurate.
Wentz is an avid outdoors person. He hikes, hunts, and fly fishes often. In fact, he tries to get out of the mountains around Cache Valley 2 or 3 times a week. So this is a guy that's outside a lot.
Yeah.
So he's probably seen a lot of footprints. So if he's not the hoaxer,
yeah,
maybe he does think this is legitimate.
Yeah.
He's a 34-year-old native and has had some interesting experiences in the wild. Another occurred on June 5th in Mount Naomi Wilderness. He posted about it on Facebook called Cache Valley is a beautiful... On a Facebook page called Cache Valley is beautiful in early July and has had many responses. What is this other... What is that? Oh, man. This is why we do this.
Yep.
Most people think Sasquatch or Bigfoot is a joke. One said in his recent interview with the Herald Journal, I have multiple friends that are older than me that have seen stuff around here. They are credible, but don't really talk about it. See, those are the kind of guys mm-hmm. that I want to meet to talk yep. about it. You know, someone has seen something and it scares them and they don't really want to talk about it to or be ridiculed. A lot of people don't realize something like this could exist.
So that directly transitions into some of the research I did yesterday.
Yeah.
Because there's a reservation in
Utah.
It's either Utah or Nevada. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, they're close. But we can go because I think that's pretty much the bulk of it. It's just this man talking about how he found a big footprint and like how he believes in them. I did like this line though. If such a creature is out there and it has been pushed to a more remote areas, which makes sense. Native Americans have been talking about Sasquatch for hundreds of years. Yeah. It's not a joke. There is something interesting out there. Yeah, and that's what we were saying.
Like, yeah.
If there's a Bigfoot and it's in these
and that,
big vast areas like Utah and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's gonna be hiding from us.
Related directly to that is a lot of sightings come from reservations and that area.
Mm-hmm.
Areas where they have a lot more open land like that. So the one Bigfoot hunter is a retired sheriff of
Utah
of the reservation.
Oh, I thought you were waiting.
I was waiting for you to put the glass down.
I was being quiet about it.
Okay. He is a retired sheriff of the reservation. Him and his son go out every weekend. Yeah. Which, by the way, in the documentary, the son's wearing a Billie Eilish shirt, and I loved it. I don't know why. I was just like, the son and him are just like, this. They have guns, but they're like, the guns are for our protection because there's coyotes and stuff like that up there.
Bear.
But yeah, we're not actually aiming to hunt the Bigfoot. We just want to see it. And they seem really cool. They go out there, but they're like whacking sticks, and they were the ones to talk about the smell of goat being what Bigfoot smells like. And like...
I don't understand the goat.
They talk about it, and one of the things that comes up from another person off of the reservation is almost everyone on the reservation has seen it, believes it, and doesn't want to talk about it. And that's the kind of stuff that makes me go, there's something out there when the entire reservation is like, yeah, Bigfoot's real, but we're not talking about it on camera. It's a don't go there. I don't want to be part of this.
Well, along like the supernatural side of it, since we're getting back into that now, isn't there like a thing where like Bigfoots and like Native Americans used to like coexist peacefully, mm-hmm. and then there was some kind of like fight between them, and that's why they don't really hang out anymore?
Okay, my understanding of Native American beliefs is very limited based on like fiction works that are pretty accurate and growing up with my grandfather who was super into Native American history and belief. And there's a lot like the old style. I could be totally wrong. Don't quote me on any of this. I believe the old style is that like the old gods and things like that. There's like levels of existence.
Yeah.
So like the first people, which aren't actually people, they're like gods basically,
mm-hmm.
came from the bottom and came up through the levels of the world. And as they came up, they found other creatures and things like that. And Bigfoot is one of those creatures that they were like,
come with us,
cool
new friend.
With when they made that transition, I think. And then they ended on this plane and they found us humans, the natives. And then they're like the whole mythos with like Negloshi is like because they were the messengers for the gods. And then when the first people left, when the gods left. The Negloshi were supposed to go with them, and they didn't. They wanted to stay. And that's where these skinwalkers came from. These, like, really... They're supposed to be, like... You're not even supposed to say their name. They're really, like... The medicine men and stuff like that won't talk about them with outsiders. They're crazy, like... Yeah. It's a crazy deep mythos about these... Because they are the first people. They're just not quite the level of the gods, but they are the first people, and they're crazy powerful, but they're also malicious.
Well, skinwalkers were, like... What happens when a witch doctor murders someone in their family or something?
So there's lots of
versions. Or no, incest.
There's lots of versions of that. But the Native American, at least as far as I knew, was.
Okay.
Was that they were the Negloshi. I know, maybe I'm mixing up Negloshi and Skinwalkers. Like you said, I could be totally.
I've heard a lot for Skinwalkers, and I never heard that
I think
one.
Negloshi are the ones that are just, they're shapeshifters, and they're super, super evil. I think Skinwalkers, I think you're right. I think Skinwalkers
are witch doctor,
the witch doctor thing, yeah. I messed that up. But there's a whole mythos there, and I think Bigfoot's, and this comes into what during my research yesterday.
the research that I told you to do.
Yeah.
And it was like, he's going to be like, not into that.
It is rough. I did this so you don't have to. So the Bigfoot in those ancient beliefs were on like a different, there's so many levels. There's like the yellow world and the blue world and like things like that. The Bigfoot were on another world. That's where they live in current day. They live on another world, and they were on another world when the first people found them, as far as I understand it. Into today's beliefs, and a part of this documentary and some of the other research I did, they think Bigfoot come and go because they are extra dimensional, and they literally like get lost and pop in, or like check in on the natives and the people, and
or
then
come here to hunt us.
Some people said hunt, but none of the natives I saw, or any of the native research I did, said anything about them hunting. It was mostly that they were like checking in or observing man or whatever, doing something, transitioning, and then they disappear or fade out because they were popping back to their home dimension. Now, this also transitions into an entire subculture, of Bigfoot is alien.
Which I was aware of. I was aware of how crazy it gets.
Kyle pushed me to research the Bigfoot alien connection, and there's a documentary on Amazon I highly recommend you don't watch.
Well, what's it called so we can avoid it?
The Bigfoot Alien Connection. And it is rough. Okay.
Bigfoots are aliens, man. That's why their eyes glow red.
Bigfoots are aliens. They come and go. That's why they fade out in lights and things like that. Maybe they're teleporting. Now,
they also work with the Greys.
With the Greys, probably. Well, so
That wasn't in there.
No,
I heard they work directly with the Greys.
I believe it. Okay, so let's start from the basics of that. In that, Bigfoot sightings and UFO, or what they call UAP now, which is unidentified.
I don't know that one.
Aircraft or something like that.
I knew they changed it, but like everybody still calls it.
I don't remember what UAP stands for.
And also, it's not UFO; it's UFO.
UFO.
Just so you know.
Anyway, unidentified flying objects and Bigfoot spottings tend to go hand in hand statistically. So the more you see, when you look at a map of where Bigfoot have been spotted, the map where aliens have been spotted, or UFOs technically, it's unidentified alien something or another.
Yeah.
UFOs are used for things that could be human aircraft. UAPs are like, this is definitely alien. That's why they made the difference.
Yeah.
But the
phenomenon?
It might be unidentified alien phenomenon or something like that. It's something like that. The point is, they overlap a lot. Yes. A lot.
Well, it's the areas. Because it's like these big, vast areas. Like, Utah's super big for aliens.
Well, so part of that, and I'm going to pull up my research, because I took some notes.
Go for it.
So Dulce, New Mexico has a lot of it. And Dulce is right outside of Roswell. Yeah. And
that's where, what's the air hangar there? It's not the Area 51 one.
No, it's,
I think it's just the Dulce Air Force Base.
Probably just
that's the one where the aliens have the caves where they harvest us.
Sure.
And the government works with them.
I mean, very possibly at this point. I would not doubt it. So, Dulce, New Mexico is pretty heavily known for UFO sightings. Cattle mutilation, UFO sightings. The native people's myth about Bigfoot is also right there in Dulce, outside of that that area. There's a lot of sightings of Bigfoot there.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a high amount of both UFOs from some people and Bigfoot from other people. And then this.
Aren't some of the alien stories even tied into the Native American culture out
there?
So
some of them,
all the way back to like things in the sky.
Well, that's any
over the desert
religion or mythos in history is that stuff's been in the sky. So there's lots of stuff tying them together throughout the years. Now, to bring it home a little, Pennsylvania, in 1973, had a huge surge of UFO of UFO and Bigfoot sightings. I mean, like, it went from, I forget the numbers now. It went from like 6 a year to like 600 a year.
Well, Pennsylvania is massive and so much.
Pennsylvania has
just
a lot
forest.
Of open forest
yeah.
country area.
I mean, we're just the top part of the Appalachian yeah. Trail. It's like, yeah. what, 5,000 miles?
So part of the theory behind this is that the government is actively discouraging people from looking into Bigfoot and aliens because the government wants UFOs. They want that technology. I mean, every video we've seen of UFOs, that's like
and
a
now
certain...
that the government's come out and said, hey,
and yeah, especially
we're
now...
looking for them. I mean, Marco Rubio is saying that he wants the information from
yeah.
our...
I mean, the Navy released videos of UFOs blowing our jets out of the water, and they're like, oh yeah, the government is unabashedly, and I don't even blame them, like, oh, we want this technology.
But here's also the thing, though. The government's also lied to us a lot of times.
Oh, a lot.
To get us to think that something that is already our technology is something else.
Yeah.
Like they used to encourage
the stealth bomber and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they used to encourage UFO stories. Yeah. They were like, nah, there's no such thing as UFOs, but like we don't know what that was.
So. Yeah. Well, and that's
like,
and that's
and then it's like a few years later, like, yeah, by the way, we can go like Mach 10 now.
Yeah, it was, oh yeah, the Black Hawk. Yeah, that was ours. That was ours. It was one of our planes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So take with it what you will, but there's a lot of people that make the connection between Bigfoot and aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this geographic relations, because they're so often seen together, and because, as we mentioned earlier, a lot of these Bigfoot sightings end with them fading into light, disappearing, you know, just...
It's because they're getting back on the ships
it's
with the Greys.
They're, yeah.
they're down here on a mission. That's really what they're here for. They're
I know,
doing
they don't
work
with
the
Greys. I'm telling you, they don't work with the Greys, and here's why. If we want to go down this rabbit hole on
well,
aliens...
We're going
to
go hard on this
okay.
now.
The Greys are assholes. And
they just do tests.
Fuck the Greys, all right? If you...
They're
I'm
trying to cure Corona.
They're not trying to cure Corona. They probably made it. I bet you anything the Greys made a deal with China. Okay, you know what?
Whoa, that just got real racist.
No, no. Not just, not like, oh,
we
China.
We decided, did... what, they got with them, they're like, you know, you have a population problem. We'll
no.
fix it.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the Greys were like, the Greys, if you look in alien history,
yeah,
whether
they're
it's
the
real
assholes.
Or not.
The tall the whites assholes. Are the nice ones,
yeah.
like Valiant
the
Greys Thor.
The Greys are the ones that give you gifts, but they're not really gifts. And they're like, no, no, you do
they
this.
Trade.
Yeah, they trade.
You give us people, we'll give you
but
technology.
They give you stuff that they like, they want you to use to make you weaker for them. Like, they would be the ones that would be like, here, you're six major countries on the world. Here's nuclear technology.
Well, they're the ones that are in the Dulce. Well, they're one of the aliens that are in the
supposedly
Dulce airbase, the caves or whatever.
Yeah.
Doing tests. They get people. We supply them people.
Yeah.
And then they give us new tech.
That's actually pretty. They're all about like just using us for basically cattle and stuff.
But
like
I mean,
that.
Like, how many times can you experiment on? Never mind, we do a lot
they're
of experiments on rats.
Yeah, but it's not experiments on us. I think they want us for.
It's for breeding.
The Greys, there's if some of the whether it's bullshit or not, I don't know. Is that they're cloners? That's why they all look so similar.
Yeah,
is because they've kind
of
thinned their gene pool. There's not enough DNA left, and so they're using us for genetic studies.
Oh, which Doctor Who villain was like that, where they were all just clones?
Oh, they're the Santarans. Well, there's a few, I think. The Santarans are all clones, aren't they?
Those are the big guys
there's
with
the
no
potato
necks, right?
Ones, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Those
they're
are
all clones.
I'm
but there's also, like, the one where they have the isolated ship, and they, like, they scar the hand after they take a genetic sample and make more troops out of it. It's got, like, dolphin people and regular people. That's the one
that
where
one.
The doctor's daughter shows up.
I'm not... I
That's old school David... Not old school David Tennant, but it is. It's... I guess David Tennant is old school now. Yeah. Getting old. It's David Tennant. It's when it's actually his wife that plays his daughter.
Yeah.
And they never brought her back again, but so because the cloning technology failed on the doctor, but it didn't, or whatever. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff with that. The Greys are, generally speaking, in the alien rumor mill, assholes. They're
yeah.
just constantly using us for things, and they're
not
like
the
offering
worst ones,
presents.
Though.
Well, no, the worst ones are
the lizard people.
Oh, they're not aliens.
Some of them are.
No, they live on this planet. They were here first.
They're also at Dulce.
Though they're also. They're the ones in the caves.
Yeah,
so
they're the ones that eat us.
Yeah, the lizard folk live in the middle of the
planet.
Oh,
they also work with the Greys. All the aliens work together.
Not all of them. So the whites, The tall white ones.
They sometimes work with the sometimes grays, but they're nice. Grays,
but they're well, I think they're called Arcturans or something.
They have different names.
There's so
I just know a Valiant Thor. Like, okay. I know that specific person. And there's like pictures of him like with the president.
There's specifically a race of beings from towards the center of the galaxy. Once again, this could be totally bullshit. But then, you know,
the
when
Nords.
When
I think they're also called that sometimes, or like the Asgardians.
It might be the Asgardian ones. They're the ones that, from the center of the galaxy, they're one of the oldest races. They're one of the most powerful because they had longer to build technology.
And they're tall, not short, like
grays. I don't actually know if those ones from the center are...
No, the tall whites are called the tall whites because they're like 8 feet
that's
tall.
That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the center of the galaxy ones.
Okay.
They're the ones in charge. They're like... literally, not figuratively, 100 million years older than most of the other races. They're probably purely energy beings at this point. I don't know.
And that's where Bigfoot comes from.
And that's Bigfoot. So Bigfoot maybe
is
if Bigfoot's
pure
coming
energy.
And going. Well, so do you know the whole theory behind... Do we want to go into this on
yes,
this one?
Yes. Okay. Let's just keep going with the Bigfoots.
How far are we in?
20 minutes.
Oh.
Hard into
to
the
bring
aliens.
This in, we're gonna go hard into aliens next time because that's the connection here for Bigfoot.
Then we'll just also talk about aliens.
Yeah, but
because we got sidetracked on aliens.
There's a lot of people that make that association between Bigfoot and aliens because of how similar the sightings are, because of some of the things Bigfoot does, because
of the rumors that I said where they're connected,
and because both alien sightings and Bigfoot sightings go back thousands of years.
Yeah,
I mean, like in all of human history, there's some type of objects in the sky, like you said, and Bigfoot,
and the fact. That we never find the bodies.
Well, that,
so that's the
that
theory
would make
that
more sense. Is that, yeah, they're taking the bodies away. Like if we were doing that, if we were observing tribes or something, and our researcher died or was shot by some hick, we'd also take his body out.
Yeah.
Or they just leave and don't die here, or they don't die at all.
Like maybe they just don't die here.
Maybe they just don't die at all. We don't know.
Bigfoots never die. There's actually only one.
Although,
Bigfoot.
I'm more of a fan of the Bigfoot vampire theory now.
One that you created?
Yeah. That's my new theory. And I'm telling you, they bite
I'm more
you,
of
they
a
turn
fan
you
of the
into a Bigfoot.
I'm more of a fan of the Bigfoot erotica, where they come, they take pretty ladies, and they drag them to their caves, and that's how you get little Bigfoots.
All right. No, but okay.
You've never...
Unrelated to any of this, one of my favorite SCPs, Secure, Contain, Protect, is...
I know SCPs.
Well, I was for the
Do you
the
know
audience.
SCP?
Jared, do you know what an SCP is?
Do you know
is?
What SCP is? And you. But I mean, it's both now.
Well, so if you know what an SCP is, one of my favorite ones is SCP-1000, and it's directly related to Bigfoot and how Bigfoot were actually here thousands and thousands of years before us and were the more advanced society. And then, like, a virus wiped them out and made them dumb. Or, no, a trickster god. That's what it is. It was like
I was
going
to say, that's happening right now to us.
Yeah, a native trickster god. Showed favor on us over them because we were the day hunters, they were the night hunters, but they developed tools and technology and ended up making like biotechnology, so like living ships and living houses.
So this is an Atlantis story,
kind of.
That's
all over the planet, and they
made God mad, and then God
kind of sort of
on them.
Basically, Bigfoot is the SCP is an Atlantis story.
Okay,
and so the trickster god kills them or makes them all dumb, and this virus that wears them out.
Now you're dumb.
Whatever happens. And then we ended up taking prominence as time went on. And so Bigfoot are still circulating around because
they're too
stupid
to make
enough of them. They're locked in their own heads, basically.
Yeah.
And one part of the SCP is that every now and again, we've had these reports of Bigfoot sending messages and basically saying, we understand why you did what you did. We forgive you. Let us back in. And it's... like the whole thing is really good. If you are into SCPs at all, I definitely recommend looking up SCP-1000. It's a real.
I'm gonna because I don't think I ever let. And I always go for like the big ones.
No, it's a false SCP. Also, so the first part of it reads like, "Oh, if you see Bigfoot, you have a 10% chance of just dying because of the Bigfoot itself is an anomalous. The virus the Bigfoot has is anomalous, and it kills people that see it. And then you read this whole thing about how this all happens." And then you get to level three security clearance or higher. And it says, all of that was bullshit. Here's why we do this. Because they're smarter than us and they're trying to get back in. That's why we sell people not to interact and yada, yada, yada. And we report everything and capture them at sight and like.
real life government stuff.
And it's like, yeah, how you really expect people to treat it. So if you want to hear more about that, we're going to definitely go into aliens next time.
Yeah.
Like deep dive into aliens.
Maybe there'll be some Bigfoot.
If maybe you want some throwing some Bigfoots there.
Tell us things you want us to talk about and give us your scary stories.
And if you want to hear more on SCPs or anything like that, hit us up.
DM tell us how your grandma's ghost tickles your feet at night.
Don't tell me about that, probably. Tell
I
want
to know about that.
You can
leave that in our email at so, darkrumstories@gmail.com.
Or DM me at darkrumpodcast on Instagram.
Or send me messages at darkrumpodcast on Twitter.
And then I'm Turtle.
I'm Kyle.
Have a great day.
Stay fucking weird, you fucking losers.
Or... you know, just be yourself and don't be a loser.